I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome back to this segment. I am Buddy Shula. Man, the holidays came so quick, but they are here, of course. And the market in the square is here for your holiday eating needs. Market in the square, holidays at the market, we like to call it this time of the year. Two locations in North Tonawanda and West Seneca at the market in the square. They certainly do care, and they care about your holidays. We're going to talk with Brian and Nick Kuzmierski today, who are the owners of the market in the square. It's always good to have you guys sitting around me talking.
Good to be here.
Great to be here.
Buddy.
Thank you.
You know, talking turkey, so to speak. Is turkey only a Thanksgiving thing, or do people cook turkeys on Christmas?
No, it's a thing. It's a Christmas thing a little bit too. Not the major meat dish for Christmas time, but we certainly sell some.
What is a major? Is it ham?
Ham. You know, they get a little more opportunities with prime ribs, tenderloins, beef roast, crown roast of pork.
Right.
You know, name it. People like to really go out and make a big splash for Christmas.
So the Market and Square has two locations. They are locally owned and operated. Just a wonderful store that you'll find everything in. All kinds of great specialty departments made from scratch departments, real butchers, prepared foods, everything you'd want to find. Just a whole lot better experience, trust me, at the market in the square. So I'm going to start with talking about something that people don't seem to like to do anymore, and that's cook. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows likes to cook, all right? They like to get together and stuff like that, but the cooking they could do without. So we were talking off the air about market in the square and your catering stuff. Catering has it become bigger?
Oh, for sure. I think, you know, in the last handful of years, it certainly has become a bigger part of our business and something that we're certainly focusing more and more on each and every day.
Is it because people don't like to cook? Is it as simple as that?
I think, you know, we always used to phrase that be a guest at your own party.
Right.
So if we can make it easier for people, you know, we can, have our standard menu, we have a catering menu. And we also have the opportunity that if customers want something tweaked a little bit or custom made or whatever, all they have to do is talk to Tim. And Tim is our chef over at the market, and he's been great, and we get nothing but compliments on Tim and the food that he puts out. So if you need something special, don't hesitate to ask.
So both of the Market and Square stores in North Tonawanda and West Seneca, both of them have catering capability, so people would come a day or two before their party or a holiday or something like that. They would pick it up, and you have it all prepared for them. Mm-hmm. And that includes a lot of stuff, I'm assuming, sure, that you can do.
Yeah. You know, around holiday times, I would, you know, give it a little bit more notice because we do fill up fast, especially as people are finding more and more about the value and quality that both the stores offer for the catering menu. You know, we have a very loyal following for some people who have, you know, the Thanksgiving parties, Christmas parties, holiday parties, all that stuff. So they know where we are. So get in early and make your orders. But yeah, you can go online, look at our menu. There's a very comprehensive menu, main dishes, side dishes, trays, platters, desserts. And like my dad said, anything that might not quite fit what you need, if there's a question, you know, Tim is in West Seneca and Sarah's in North Tonawanda, and they can certainly help you with any of your needs and make sure that you have the best party experience and the best food experience that you can have.
And all you really have to do is pick it up, right? Pick it up,
you
put
it
in the oven or whatever.
They can have it. In some cases, they can have it hot for you if there's enough oven space. But typically, people pick it up cold, and mm-hmm. you know, they can throw it in the oven and have it hot for their guests when they arrive.
I think that is such a great thing to do, is have these catering options. We're here with the market in the square, and for your holiday needs, I highly recommend the market in the square. Is really, like, to me, it's a holiday. it's a great holiday experience because Market in the Square is very Buffalo. All right, you're very, so you have all of the things that Buffalo is known for. So when people walk in the stores, they're going to find the names, what names in Buffalo that people seek out.
Well, naturally, not to tout our own horn, but Dubell's Polish sausage, both the smoked and the fresh. And we have the holiday sausage for in that category also. We have Wardinsky sausage. Naturally, the Weber's products, you know, the who doesn't like Weber's horseradish mustard?
Nobody.
And then, you know, we also have specialty things too, like the wafers for Christmas Eve dinner. So we have those ready for you at the stores.
The fish fries, the fried fish, for Christmas Eve.
Right. For the meatless meal prior to Christmas, it's a big Polish tradition. We also have imported from Poland the dried mushrooms that people like to make their mushroom cream of mushroom soup for that. For that meatless meal?
I don't think there's like one Buffalo novelty food item or something that you guys don't carry. You pretty much have all the Buffalo specialties.
We try to cover everybody's. We cater a lot to our local vendors. I mean, they're near and dear to our hearts. Sure. And if we can support them, you know, we have pierogies to beat the band and all that kind of stuff. So it's just, if they're Buffalo, they're local, we like to take care of the local vendors.
That's good catering stuff, too, with pierogies and stuff like that.
Oh, for sure.
So the meat department is a destination for your stores. That's a destination, all right? It's not just something you take a cart and walk by and, okay, there's a, you know, a half pound of ground beef. Hey, let's get it. It's a destination, your meat department. Your meat department is different than others. Why is that?
I think a lot of it has to do with that we have real butchers and meat cutters in the stores, so they're cutting things fresh each and every day. They're grinding, you know, ground beef, pork, turkey, making our own sausage, tons of different varieties. My dad mentioned the Polish sausage earlier, but we're making several different Italian sausage varieties, chicken sausage varieties, just a lot of quality product that, you know, we know is fresh because we're making it that day, or we're cutting it that day, packing it that day. But then, you know, especially around the holiday times, it is a destination. You know, people have different budgets. People have different wants and needs during the holiday time. And we cater to, you know, all those budgets. We can, you know, we have a variety or a cut for you. Rib roast, you know, beef tenderloins, sausage. But, you know, we carry all the way up to some items at USDA Prime, USDA Choice. But we have other great options for people as well that, you know, let's face it, budgets are tight. Especially around the holidays and, you know, the costs are going up. You know, we're doing our very best to make sure that we're carrying on every value and passing on every value that we can to our customers and give them options.
Right, and that value comes in not only the price of the product, but the quality of the product. If you can get good quality,
yep,
that's so important. And that's why your meat department is a destination. It's because you do these things differently than other stores. I mean, these are some of the things that separate you from other supermarkets is these kind of things, is your meat department. If people want great meats with butchered right there, the quality stuff, you go to Market in the Square. I mean, that's your definable difference. We are here with Market in the Square. They have their two locations, always festive for the holidays, North Tonawanda and West Seneca. Now, bakery, that's another thing, all right? The bakery is like a pillar of your company. It's like a main pillar, your bakery. It stands in it of itself. It's a scratch bakery. So, you know, when I was growing up, I heard the word scratch a lot. My mother always said, you know, we're going to make things from scratch. What is scratch? What does it mean?
Well, it's basically they're actually making the product. They're not taking it out of a box frozen and thawing it and putting it on the shelf, or taking it out of the box and, you know, throw it in the oven for a few minutes. It's actually made from mixes and flour and yeast and, you know, you name it. Whatever goes into baked goods, we make. You know, our specialty items. We make these plotsticks that, you know, second to none.
Yep.
We make almond rings that'll just, you know, just like Grandma used to make,
yeah,
or I should say Babcia used to make.
That's the name for Grandma, right, Babcia?
The strudels, and we have, you know, Italian cookies. We have cutout cookies. We just make a multitude of things. Our West Seneca store, we're very proud of it. it's, you know, a little bit stronger in bakery than our North Tonawanda store, but we still have the products in both the stores.
Yes.
But it just seems that, I don't know why, but Southgate seems to be, which is where we got our name, the market in the square. It's like the town square, and everybody comes to the town square.
Right.
And West Seneca really shines at holidays.
I agree that it's a beautiful Christmas atmosphere, holiday atmosphere at that West Seneca location. I mean, at all locations, but I see what you're saying with the square. So in bakery, people get bakery basically for like the Christmas and stuff like that. What are, you mentioned some of the popular bakery items, but you also have the donuts this every day. These are the real donuts that Buffalo people should eat.
Yeah, right. those are made from scratch each and every day. You know, they're frying them overnight. They're finishing them overnight. A really high-quality donut at a really, you know, affordable price, especially comparatively in the marketplace from other donut vendors and other stores.
Yeah.
And you get a baker's dozen, you know, so we're giving you an extra donut if you're buying a dozen donuts. So specifically the donuts, but also, you know, the breads, rye breads, rolls, cheesecakes, you know, all those standard kind of items that are each and every day in a bakery, we're pumping them out, right. And they're high quality and really good value comparatively in the marketplace.
From scratch with real bakers, and these people come in like overnight, or are they there all night just cooking and
seems
baking?
Like we have bakers in the store during the holidays 24/7.
Yeah.
We're oven time is at a premium, and the time to put the products together is at a premium, so they're going night and day.
Yeah, one of the things that limits us, especially around the holidays, is just lack of time to put things in the oven. There's not enough space in the oven to put things. So, you know, if we do happen to run out of something, it's usually just because we literally cannot make any more because we don't have enough oven space.
I got to ask you this. What's the customer's favorite donut? What's the most popular donut?
I would say peanut sticks, old-fashioned peanut sticks. We make them on the bench, okay,
old-fashioned way. Yeah.
And the other thing that we get a lot of compliments on with the donuts is glazed croissant donuts. They are to die for.
Really?
Absolutely to die for.
We're here with Market in the Square. Wrapping up our conversation about the holidays at the Market in the Square. They are in North Tonawanda and West Seneca. And, you know, wherever you happen to go, hopefully you're a customer at the Market in the Square and you do your grocery shopping there every week or how many times you get to the grocery store. I want to remind you, too, that their prepared food section is excellent. That's something you could walk in every day and have a great meal, lunch, breakfast, dinner, whatever it is, and it's already cooked for you. And it's cooked with these fine ingredients and this great quality that the Market in the Square is known for. So don't forget that. I know, you know, people like their grocery carts and stuff, and you may have another store that you've gone to for a long time. But I will tell you this, you really need to see the Market in the Square. Experience it. Once you're in there, you can make your own decision, but I know what your decision is going to be because of these things we just talked about. You know, the bakery, the meat department, the fruits and vegetables that you get, the produce department.
We get daily deliveries.
So this holiday season, if you are going to have any catering done, if you want catering done, if you're going to go grocery shopping, not only are you going to have fun doing it at the Market in the Square because it's like a holiday experience, but you're going to get the best prices and quality as well. You have to trust me on this. So go there in North Tonawanda and West Seneca. Brian and Nick, local owners of this very great business. And you guys are caring people, and I know how much you love the holidays and how much you want your customers to love the holidays at the Market in the Square. We always like to have you here. Thanks.
Thank you.
Appreciate
very much.
It. Thank you.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.